Hey, hello, and welcome to Beating the System with Kevin Sue, episode 18, I believe. I don't even know at this point. I'm going to be talking about this site called privacy.com, and if it is what it's cracked up to be, I believe I've just hit the jackpot. So privacy.com, you're probably not familiar with it because it's not very popular yet, but I recently uncovered it, and I have to say, it's absolutely genius. If you're like me and you're not really comfortable using your credit card and your own personal information while doing stuff online, this site is absolutely amazing. Let me just explain what it actually does. Basically, it makes virtual cards with your real cards, or prepaid cards in my case. Basically, what it does is it masks your real card details. Like, let's say you have an actual credit card and you want to buy something, but it's from a sketchy seller, but you really just don't want to share your own personal information in case it gets stolen or something like that. So what you would do is you would make a virtual card using the website. You just make an account, attach your real card, and then you can set how much money you want to allow that card to spend. That way, if it spends anything more than that, it'll deny it and destroy the card. That's what's great about it. You can make self-destructing cards. And they work perfectly. You could use it on Netflix, which is absolutely fantastic. Now you can make as many free trials as you want because you could just keep making more cards. Because mind you, you could make up to, let me see. There's three different types of accounts. There is the free account, which is pretty awesome. It costs nothing, of course. But you can only make about 12 cards per month, which is okay if you're doing this for Netflix because you make a new Netflix every month. So technically, if you use privacy, you could have free Netflix forever. Let me get on about free Netflix forever. The way you would have to do this is you take a real card, and then you would use privacy. No, you don't attach your real card to Netflix. You use privacy, you make a new card using your card, and then you sign up for Netflix using that card. You wait the 24 hours or so, might be 72 now, until it charges to check to make sure the card is legit. Then you destroy the card. You hit the self-destruct button. Unless you're going to use it for some other purpose. Another scam, perhaps. And then the next month comes and your account expires. What are you going to do? You're going to create another card because you could do 12 cards per month. And this is the next month. So you have 12 more cards you can make. You create another card. You create another account. You're going to need a different email address. But if you listen to my older episodes, you're probably familiar with how to do that. And there you go. You have infinite Netflix for free. And this could work with other things. Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and lots of other sites that require you to, that you can do free trials with. I have to say, this is the gold mine. I'm pretty sure I've just uncovered the gold mine of all credit card scams and tricks. Now, if you want like cash back, or if you want to make more cards per month, you can pay per month. At like $10 per month is pro. You get like 1% cash back, priority support, 36 cards per month, and they hide more of your transaction info. Which is $10, which I don't think is worth it. Or the team's account, which is $25. You get 60 cards per month and multi-user. Actually, they don't even offer multi-user support yet. So, you know what? Just stick with the free account. And you know what? If you run out of cards, you make another account. That's the trick. You just keep doing it over and over again. And what's great about it is it doesn't count it as a prepaid card. Because mind you, Netflix does not accept prepaid cards anymore. It makes a real, actual functioning credit card. Not even just debit card, but credit card. It actually works and is accepted as a credit card, not a prepaid card. This is incredible. It's kind of like a VPN for your bank account or your credit card. Because as I said, instead of using your actual information, because they have the actual information, that way they can transfer the money. But the money just goes from your card to the fake card, to the seller. That way, it's just like that extra layer of security in case something goes wrong. Because the only credit card details they have are the fake, well, I don't want to say fake, but the virtual card that you're using in place of your actual card. So, in the case that they steal your credit card information, they try to buy something, they can't because there's no money. Because you put the money on there, and because You're not authorizing it. There's no money. So they could do whatever they want with the information. I mean, I don't care because I'm never going to use that I'm never going to use that specific virtual card again. I just delete it. Make another one. All you need is an email. And that's all. Actually, a card or a bank account you can attach to actually use it. But all it takes is an email and then the card. And then that's it. You got 12 cards. Just doing that gives you 12 disposable, that means emphasize, disposable credit cards. And you could just do whatever with it. It's just genius, I have to say. If you plan on using this service, you can have $5 for free from me. Well, from privacy, $5 for free. You don't have to do anything. All you gotta do is when you sign up for the service, sign up through this specific link. privacy.com/join/4G2RH. Let me repeat, that's 4, all caps, G2RH. And once you do that, once you sign up, you get $5 to spend anywhere through the privacy app, privacy website, and then you just attach it to like whatever virtual card you make. And that's enough to buy yourself like a drink at Starbucks or something, if you get like a small drink. So yeah, so if you want to sign up for privacy, please do it through that referral code. I also get $5 when you do this after your first purchase. Well, there you have it. Another episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. Please use my referral code and sign up for privacy.com. By the way, I'm not sponsored by privacy, even though I wish I was. And stay tuned for the next episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue, whenever the hell it comes out.